Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
He is unqualified to be president.
Hillary Clinton lacks the judgment.
The scams, the fraud.
Hillary Clinton has evaded justice.
He clearly has something to hide.
Her conduct is disqualified.
Won't that be fun tonight? I'll live tweet it. 8 o'clock Chicago time, 7 o'clock coverage starts here on WGN. Standing by on the phone is Todd Graham. Todd is the director of debate at Southern Illinois University, and he breaks down the debate on CNN.com in a piece I would recommend you read that we'll repost to Cochran Show on Twitter and Steve Cochran Show on Facebook. Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing fine, doing fine. I'm actually looking forward to tonight because I'm sick like that.
Yeah, me too. I know, right? I wait 4 years for this moment, and then I go back in my cave, and then I come back out 4 years later.
Now, here's the thing. If we go back to 2012, the race was relatively close. We knew where most of the vote was going to fall. And Chaya, the 47% comment in that first debate, I think most people will remember, Obama was awful. And everybody started jumping up and down on the Republican side saying, Romney's a winner, Romney's a winner. Point being, even if one side or the other does dramatically well tonight, it's still not over.
Well, that's why they have the three debates plus the one vice presidential debate. I don't know if you remember, but the second debate is always the vice presidential debate. And they told Joe Biden, you need to make up for what Obama didn't have. And he came out with extra energy. So, yeah, he brought his A game.
So you break down in really a very clear and concise way what they need to do and what they need to be wary of tonight. Let's start with Trump manipulating the monitors. You point out moderators, I should say. You point out that he's been really good at that through this. But isn't that one of the things Lester Holt's got to be preparing for?
Well, I mean, you know, but it's harder to prepare for that than you think. Even if you know that they might be playing you, you don't want to come across as biased. And so in some instances, it seems biased if you ask one candidate, let's just say Trump, more questions than the other. But the fact is, perhaps he deserves more questions. And so it's really not fair to say one question for you and one question for the other person if, in fact, one of the candidates needs more questions.
And it doesn't work out that way. That's just not the way a live show is going to go anyway.
Yeah.
90 minutes, 6 15-minute segments. Trump being a critic of the status quo. I love the line here. He said he's a first-rate armchair quarterback.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's great at looking
back and going, hey, look, we're not doing very well.
Exactly. <Yeah. laughs> Even if we're doing okay, he's great at looking back and saying we're not doing very well.
Oh, it's horrible. It's terrible, too, by the way.
Yeah, and by the way, other people are saying it. People are saying that it's not going very well, unless it's about him. And then people are saying it's going great. Fear-mongering, that's kind of in this similar category. But, yeah, he's the king of that. He's got a big personality. But this is interesting. Handling hostility. You say he's used to it, but nobody's got a thinner skin than he does.
Isn't it weird? He's got a completely thin skin, so if you call him a name, he will attack you. Yet, when an audience is hostile toward him, when he gets booed, etc., I've seen it throw people off. Believe it or not, it actually, in two different debates, there were only two times where Bernie Sanders had the audience a little bit against him, and he did not know how to respond to that. Donald Trump, I think he's been booed in his own office. You know, he just knows how to do this. He knows how to handle it.
Well, and the thing that I don't think anybody's brought up, we certainly talked about it here, but I don't think anybody's brought up on a national level all year long. Trump has made a big, big, big noise about political correctness and how we're all too thin-skinned. And nobody's more sensitive than he is.
Yeah, he's the most sensitive person. And that's, I think, Clinton's main argument, which is he just doesn't have the temperament to be president. So, yeah, I think that's a good argument. And we'll see tonight. I took the under. You know, I've been telling everybody I've got a bet with a graduate student. 45 minutes is all Trump will be able to last before he starts with the personal insults and attacks. I took the under. I took the under of 45 minutes.
I would agree with you completely. And you make that point in and amongst Trump's weaknesses is the format is there's nowhere to hide. It's just the two of you. And if he doesn't have policy knowledge, which he's shown none of the entire time, how is he going to look presidential?
I'll tell you, I think it's going to be difficult because in the debates as they went along, one of Trump's problems, honestly, in the debates is his hubris. He thinks he's won every debate. He's said so many, many times because he reads the polls on Breitbart. So he thinks he actually won, which is one of the reasons he hasn't practiced.
People are saying he won.
People are saying I won. That's what he says. People are saying, a lot of people are saying I won. Well, here's the problem. Only two people on stage for 90 minutes. I think every debate that he had, he got a little worse in, and here's why. There were fewer candidates on stage. When he started, there were 10 people. He'd get like 8 minutes, no big deal. By his final debate, there were still four people on stage in the primary debates, and he was doing worse and worse because he had more time to speak. My best advice I would give Clinton, speak less, make Trump speak more.
I completely agree, because one of her weaknesses, and we'll pick her apart a little bit and also tout her a little bit in a second, is the fact that she has these long-winded, my least favorite professor-type answers, as opposed to being a human being. Hold on a second. More coming up with Todd. Again, it's Todd Graham, Dr. Todd Graham, Director of Debate.
This is the Steve Cochran Show.
Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead?
Dr. Todd Graham, Director of Debate at Southern Illinois University. Let's talk about Secretary Clinton. Look, she knows her stuff, right? She knows her stuff. She knows your policy. What else does she need to focus on tonight?
Well, that's part of the problem, is she knows her stuff so well, she wants to talk about it too much. You know, she's like one of those know-it-all friends that you've got that you know, they don't mind telling you.
Cliff Clavin in a pantsuit.
Yeah, but there are time limits for her. So in every debate I've watched her, she just keeps going over the time limit. And the reason that doesn't work very well for you is she's like most people, which is she likes to finish her answers or her stories or her points with a really good sort of exclamation point. But by the time she gets to the best of her content, the timer is going. And I think I even wrote, I wrote something like, she runs over the moderator, she runs over the timer, I think she ran over my neighbor's dog. In every debate, she just goes over. She needs to make her answer shorter and more concise.
And we've seen her be a human being. We don't need to. We don't need to. You know, take her in for surgery, cut her open, and make sure it's not just wires and stuff. We know she's a human because we've seen. As a matter of fact, this sounds like a ridiculous statement, but the Zach Galifianakis Between Two Ferns, she's got little moments in that which are hysterical. Where you go, well, she is a human being.
What? Yeah. Why? Here's the problem. She's been trained as a politician, which means exactly the problem that Donald Trump has, which is we're not sure how he'll handle it if a foreign leader, for example, insults him. Well, she's been trained that you have to be insulted and just continue on because you have to keep doing business with people. But unfortunately, the American public, we aren't used to that. So if somebody insults you or me, you're going to see how we react. So it seems odd to watch her not react, for example, when she's insulted on a debate stage, et cetera. But that's kind of her training. So I think, I'm hoping she's been trained in this debate to at least show a little bit more humanity, because people expect that.
And I think she needs to be a little bit more positive as a contrast to his Death Star narrative for America.
Absolutely. In two different debates, I thought she had a very warm persona in her eight debates against Sanders, and it's because she looked relaxed and comfortable from the time she walked on stage. She seemed to enjoy it. It was very enjoyable to her. And if that warm persona comes out, you know her policy answers are pretty good. So she'll knock it out of the park if she can just bring that warmth, that conversational quality that I think people are looking for.
I tell people all the time, look, it doesn't matter who you like. They're not coming to a barbecue at your house. What matters is who is going to do the job. So
what bothers me more is what if they just meet the bar? What if the bar is set low for Trump? We don't grade on A for effort. You know, so let's put it this way. Nothing in your life do you grade that way. So let's say you're going to get open heart surgery and one doctor, she's great. She's world renowned. But when you meet her, you were just like, she seemed okay in person. But the other doctor, well, not very good. He's had malpractice suits and he's getting a 2-star rating on Yelp.
Right.
You meet him, and he's just like pretty slick and smooth. Which one do you go with? The world-renowned doctor who wasn't quite as good in person, or the 2-star Yelper with malpractice suits who exceeded expectations? It's just not how you make decisions in your life. Why would you make a decision about the president of the United States based on, exceeded expectations?
And I'll tell you the same thing I said to my British friends after the Brexit vote. You don't get a do-over.
Nope.
This is not a test. You know, this is somebody you are going to be constitutionally stuck with until they drum themselves out of office, which, by the way, in both cases is a possibility, which makes the vice presidential debate important.
I know. That's exactly right. And that's what people will be talking about. There's a chance that these vice presidents could end up being president if there's more legal troubles for the two people at the top of the ticket.
Big night tonight. Dr. Todd Graham, everybody's invited to his house. He's a director of debate at Southern Illinois University, and you're always welcome here. And your CNN piece is up at CNN.com, right?
Yep, sure is. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll come back with more of the program. Mary, we'll get into this next hour. Mary had her dance off this weekend, her big dance off.
A dance-off thing.
Yeah, she danced her little fanny off.
I almost got booted off, but I didn't say I danced. Yeah.
And it turns out Mary's husband got in trouble.
Uh-oh.
With Mary. Yeah. Well, you act like I didn't know about this.
What
I have people everywhere.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you hear from him?
Didn't he sneak a little hooch into the no hooch event?
A little bit.
The Wintrust Community Bank Hour continues. News coming up.